And welcome everybody to episode 630. I've been drinking early today, guys. 663.
Sweet.
Yeah. 663.
Drinking what though? I thought you stopped drinking beer.
No, I haven't drank actually had a beer the other day, but I very rarely drink, guys, to be honest. But 663 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside these two knuckleheads over here, Breakman the Bold and Eric the Great. Gentlemen, how are you?
I'm a wise guy, eh?
Wise guy, eh? Poke! Love it. Gentlemen, how are you doing?
You called us a knucklehead, so, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you got to do a Three Stooges reference every once in a while,
Francis,
right?
Fancies this stuff hilarious. Of course it is.
How dare you, Eric. It's been a week, right, Break? How was your week, Break?
No, it was all right, I guess.
Yeah? You got through it?
Yeah, it's just a week. It happened.
That's sort of like how Eric, when I asked him before we got on, he's like, yeah, it was a week, you know?
Yeah, I think it's finally going to start to get cold.
Yeah.
I don't want to think about that. I hate the cold.
I hate the hot, though. It's like 75 degrees here today and sunny. I mean, it's always sunny, usually, in Denver. It's weird. But all right, guys, let's get started with the news and get this party started.
RPG News.
All right, Eric. You're up.
All right. From RPG site, Vampire gets a patch for the current gen. Not next gen. Everybody wants to say next gen when next gen's here.
Yeah, this is current gen. Yeah.
It's like I tweeted the other day. It's like the Xbox is in a weird situation where the Xbox One is about as old as the PS4.
Yeah.
But games are still releasing for it because of the Xbox Series S and X's model where they'll just downscale.
Yeah.
But they're technically not developing for that platform anymore. They're just optimizing it for the older ones.
Yeah. It's actually a fairly cool patch. I mean, on the new... the current systems, the PS5 and the Xbox X, you're going to get 14... Well, most of them you're going to get 1440, but you're going to get 60 frames per second. That's the big benchmark. So, I think that's the trend.
It's not going to help me enjoy the game any better because the game isn't really geared towards stealth gameplay,
yeah,
which I
want to
play. Yeah. It's like, let me be a stealthy vampire, fuckers.
Yeah, I always wondered about that. Like, some people do like the stealth options a little bit better. I
also like to do a pacifist run where I don't kill anybody, so I can actually live up to my Hippocratic Oath, because that's the whole point. You're a doctor turned into a vampire.
How are you going to live?
More of a dilemma is, like, which people should I kill? Should I kill at all?
Yeah.
And drink their blood or whatever.
Yeah. I need to play that game. I have that. Maybe that's the next game I'll venture into. But... Man, I'll download the patch and give it a go and see how it runs. Have you checked out Vampire?
I think it was a PS Plus game at some point.
Yeah, I think I bought it though for like $10 or something. Break, have you checked out Vampire?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's a cool game, man. It's slightly better than what I expected. Actually, it's got its problems, but you know. It's a cool deal. I think, Eric, you remarked at the time you wished it was the performance was a little bit better on it, but
yeah, it was janky as fuck as before. So maybe they fixed everything now.
Yeah. Well, let's take
they've got much more capable hardware playing it.
Yeah, let's take a peek at it when we can see if it's any better. All right, Breakman, what do we got next?
Coming to us live from RPG site, CD Projekt delays next generation updates for Cyberpunk 2077 and Witcher 3 Wild Hunt 2 2022. So don't expect that Cyberpunk game to start working anytime soon, apparently.
Yeah, it's
And I'm not sure why they're delaying them. What must not be up to their standards? Let's see what they say.
Wow, CJ... the series S King played this at 60. That's sad.
I know.
Well, let me finish. Thanks. CD Projekt wishes to provide an update regarding its publication schedule for 2021 as concerns the release of dedicated versions of Cyberpunk 2077 and The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. Which I just said, I don't know, I'm repeating myself. Management board of the company hereby announces that based on recommendations supplied by persons supervising development, it has been decided to allocate additional time to both projects. Well, that's awesome. They're saying it's not up to their standards and they want to fix it. I appreciate
it. The really weird thing is, like, why is The Witcher 3 getting delayed? Because I thought Saber was doing the development for that game.
Maybe money matters, man. We'll never know. We'll never know.
Well, they're saying here that it's not up to snuff. That yeah. Things aren't.
I guess CD Projekt Red is supervising them or something.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, take more time.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's still going to release before Cyberpunk because Cyberpunk's inevitably going to get delayed again.
Oh, of course it is. I mean.
Well, it released about 2 years before it should have, for one thing.
I agree. I'm with you, Brake. They should have taken their time with Cyberpunk even further, man. I mean, I know it had been a while since they announced Cyberpunk, but that game was like a quarter of what it really should have been. You know, it just
that's sad.
It is. It's sad, man, because I dabbled in it. I dipped my toes in the water. I played like maybe I don't know about a half an hour of it, and I was like, yeah, this is going to need to stay on the shelf for at least, like you said, at least a year or two before they can get it to the way that it should be. And you know what's funny? The Witcher kind of suffered from the same problems, just on a little bit smaller scale. Do you guys remember when Witcher 3 came out, how people were bitching about it, and now it's regarded as probably one of the greatest games of all time? It's a great game.
I don't remember people bitching about it, but I also remember not using Twitter that much.
No. It's a game. There are always people bitching.
No, but I mean like bitching like there's
just like all the people complaining about Dragon Ball Super's latest chapter.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying.
Nah, these people are diseased.
Well, I think that it's partially that, Eric, but I think they had legitimate gripes with The Witcher when it first came out. And
I'm
they
not talking about The Witcher though.
Well, I know, but, hold on. I just think that over time they actually they're a good company at like fixing their games. I will say that. Like they've made improvements to Cyberpunk 2077, but you can tell there's a lot of work.
I just have to wonder what happened in between. It'll release when it's done, and then we released a shoddy product early.
Yeah, I mean I think I'm with Breakman when he says they should have waited a couple of years before they released
it. I guarantee
it.
The publisher wanted their money. They wanted their investment, so they rushed it.
Oh, yeah.
But the developer is the publisher.
Yeah, that's true, too. That you I mean,
so,
you got
so either the two divisions are in war with
each
other?
It's they're more than likely different departments and stuff. Yep. Like, I work in a big company. There are people I've worked with I've never met before, I've never seen.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
It's probably the same thing.
No, I think it's what you said, Eric. I think the two departments, the publishing department and the development department, were at odds, and the publisher always wins. I mean, that's just the way that it goes.
It's the money, guys.
Right. It's because of the money, which I think they actually lost a shit ton of money with Cyberpunk because Sony shut them down. There were refunds issued. I mean, it was a huge mess.
Maybe, hopefully they'll learn a lesson. Hopefully.
Yeah, well. I mean, you would hope, but capitalism, Breakman, they ain't gonna learn a lesson, man. They'll patch up Cyberpunk, and people will praise it later on, and then they'll come out with their next game, whether it's Witcher 4.
Hopefully, I can buy it for $10 when it's on sale for Black Friday.
I
missed that last deal.
Yeah, I bought it for $15, I think, or something like that.
And you still want a refund?
Yeah. Well, I gave it away. That's how bad it was. I just
wow.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
I just throw money away. Like, here, just take it.
Well, I mean, I gave it to Bridget's son, so it wasn't like I wasted.
What did he do to you?
Well, he really wanted to play it, man. So I was like, oh, okay, have your hand at it. And
well, you know, sometimes you gotta tell kids, like, no, like, I know you want to do this, but it's not good for you.
Well, you're right, but but also, I'm giving him a lifelong lesson, Breakman. See, there's like,
Don't always beg for what you want, because you might get it and you might get right. more than you heard.
Well, I mean, it's partially what you both said. It's partially don't listen to what I say, right? And it's partially what Eric said. You know, be careful what you wish for, because he was playing it on not even a upgraded PS4. So,
a base PS4 would be a nightmare for this game.
Yeah, so he was playing it and he's like, oof. You know, it is good for like fun value. Like, you go through and some of the glitches are just really, really fun. Like, you'll see like a person like helicoptering in the air and just weird, weird shit. You know, it's just,
That probably still happens in Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah. What now, Break?
That reminds me of Driver 3. When that game released, it was so fucking buggy that we just put it in the stores and we're playing it just for the bugs.
Yeah.
Because it was nonstop bugs.
Yeah. That's the reason to play Cyberpunk, man. You'll see people like halfway in the ground. And
just pretend you're in the Matrix and the whole game is glitching on you. world.
That might explain things, man. Might be fun. All right, anything else on that break? Mm-mm. All right. Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Elden Ring delayed to February 25th, 2022. Closed network test announced. I mean, 1 month is no big deal. You know, it was from January.
It sounds like a last-minute optimization, and they're giving us almost a month to potentially get rid of all the bugs.
Yeah, they say the reason for the month-long delay is cited as, quote, extra development.
And now we're being used as unpaid beta testers to do their closed network tests.
Yeah. So it says that the month-long delay is cited as, quote, extra development time needed for, quote, final adjustments due to the game's depth and degree of freedom. Additionally, Bandai Namco has announced that players can register to play the early portions of the game in a closed network test taken. So, like you said, Eric, we're a bunch of guinea pigs for the game. So then there's
at least they're not charging us.
Well, that's true. I mean, I've seen that before. So it's going to be
Cyberpunk. They did it.
Yep. And they didn't get anything right from those experiences either. So. Ugh. The 12th through the 15th, guys, and there's some time set up. Just go to eldenring.com/CNT for the network test, and you guys could check out the game. So it should be a ton of fun.
By the way, that was the most interesting way of describing we found bugs that I've ever
heard.
I know.
Also, there's like another game coming out in January, so this is probably for the best, but that's Pokemon Legends.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So that just gives people an excuse to get that. And then you can wait a month and then play Elden Ring.
There you go. Yeah, Elden Ring is going to be a fun game. I can already tell.
I think there's like two other games coming out in January too. Like, I think maybe Salt and Sanctuary is coming out, or at the very least the beginning of February.
Ooh, Salt and Sanctuary.
That is so dumb to me that there are so few releases in January and February.
I agree. I totally agree.
The cold months are the times when people were stuck inside and we want to play games. Like, yeah. Those
no,
times
what are you talking about,
games.
Break? That's the month that most games come out.
January?
January or February or March.
Well, I haven't heard
three
too
big
much.
Releases?
You're usually the busiest.
The big releases, though?
Not the big releases, Eric.
I mean, some of them are going to be big.
Well, Elden Ring is certainly big,
yeah,
for sure.
That's fair, I guess.
Yeah. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Pokemon's big.
Yeah, I guess. You're right. Okay, go ahead, Eric.
Advance Wars 1 and 2 reboot camp has also been delayed until next year in the spring. No real date, just whenever, I guess.
Oh, yeah, just whenever. We're coming out whenever in 2022. That's really cool.
They said they need a little more fine tuning, but I don't know if that means they're gonna revamp the art style or not, because it looks kind of basic.
Yeah.
If you saw the original trailer.
Yeah, it does look basic. I think we even remarked on that, Eric, when we first took a look at these games. So,
which I wouldn't mind, but I can understand them wanting it to look better too.
Yeah. All right.
I'm looking forward to it. I love the Advance Wars game.
Yeah. I mean,
you can still buy the two Advance Wars games on the Wii U for the GBA version.
Interesting.
If you want to be a copy somewhere.
If you absolutely hate the computer generated graphics they're doing for this remake, you can always play the originals.
Yeah, that's true.
Just on a different platform.
Yeah. All right, Breakman, what do we got next?
Okay, coming to us live from RPG Site. We're like exclusively them now. Monster Fusion RPG Cassette Beasts. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was Beats because it said cassette. Beasts coming to PC, Switch, and Xbox. Swedish publisher Raw Fury has teamed up with UK indie developer Bitten Studio for Cassette Beasts, a quirky and catchy turn-based RPG with monster fusion mechanics in an open-world setting. This game will launch for PC, Why am I repeating myself? Why did you say this? Based on...
Because you read like a teleprompter. You can't
talk. Teleprompter break.
Based in Britain... Brighton. Based in Brighton... Bitten Studio. Jesus, it's a mouthful for me. It's composed of a lead artist, and I don't think I need to read any of this stuff.
Nah, this isn't actually
rebuffed a game here. Let me skip. Cassette Beasts is a monster-fusing open-world RPG where players collect awesome monsters to use in turn-based battles. Any two monster forms can be combined using the game's fusion system, creating unique and powerful new ones in the process.
Maybe Cassette Beats is a mini game you can play in the game. That's like a little rhythm game.
Ooh, that'd be cool. Little rhythm game in the middle of it all. That's kind of cool. I mean, that's a unique title. I just wonder about the game if it's like some type of Pokemon type deal, you know. All right. Anything else on that?
Nope.
All right. Next up comes to us from RPGsite.net. And what do we have here? NIS America announces Crystar, which I think we've talked about before, for Nintendo Switch, set to release in spring 2022. Developed by Furyu and Gem Drops, Crystar was originally released in October of 2018 in Japan for the PS4, followed by a localized release in the West for the PS4 and PC. Game follows a young girl named Rai.
I don't think NISA did that version, though, for some reason.
Rie, or is that how I pronounce it, Eric? Rie?
Yeah.
All right. Who enters a mysterious world named Purgatory in order to revive her lost sister. We talked about this game before. So there we go. And
yeah, I think Spike Chunsoft did that one.
Yeah.
With PS4.
So there you go. It's another title for the Switch coming. So that should be a ton of fun for you.
I heard it was okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard decent things about Crystar. I mean, you know, whatever. Just
mainly that it was kind of average. But
okay. I mean, our standards are so high, Eric, that like when we get a game that's just not quite up to Final Fantasy or Dragon Quest standards, we're like, ugh, it's just average, you know. All right, so the announcement said that there'll be a limited edition for $89.99, so I don't know what all that... entails. We'll have to wait
pins.
For details.
No.
Yeah. Pins and markers.
Stickers.
Stickers. Yeah. There you go. All right, Eric.
Stickers are fun.
Stickers are fun.
I can put them on
scratch
people's faces.
Sniff stickers.
Scratch and sniffs, especially. All right, Eric.
I can put them on somebody's back and they won't know for a long time.
Kick me.
Until they get to wash their jacket or whatever.
Right.
Anyways, from RPG Site, the Dungeon of Nahalbuk. Or I think?
It's whatever you say it is.
Jeez.
Yeah. But I think it's supposed to be like orc language, so whatever. But Nahalbuk, the Amulet of Chaos, will launch for PlayStation 5 and Series X and S on December 3rd. Additionally, this game's second DLC. See, this game's been out for a while, but there's going to be current gen versions coming.
Yeah.
But second DLC, Splat Jipax Arenas. JPEG? I don't know. Whatever. we'll launch on the same day for all platforms. DLC features new stuff, 15 heart stopping battles, new tactics and crazy strategies. Dream Team, build your perfect party from among 10 playable characters, so there's 10 new characters, I guess. Upgrade your gear between battles and level up the central class, and experience new wild adventure in the arena.
If you were to put together maybe the art style of sort of World of Warcraft with kind of the game mechanics of Knights of the Old Republic, you know, kind of with Diablo isometric view, you'd get this game. It actually looks really good. I don't remember talking about this before, Eric, but...
Oh, there was one game I forgot to put on the news.
Okay,
but I'll mention it in passing, and I'll probably put a proper link next week. But okay. There's this game that's going to be a Metroidvania by the same developer called Soldiers, as in, like, Soul. Dark Souls.
I got you.
It's, it probably does have those kind of mechanics in it, too, because I think they're leading on the Souls name a little bit.
So sort of like a Salt and Sanctuary type deal?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
But it's
well, now great. I want a game called Soldier starring Kurt Russell.
I agree. Souldiers starring Kurt Russell. Yeah, I do too. That was
what would the like trailer plot hook be?
just Kurt Russell looking like Snake Plissken. But like,
why would he look like Snake Plissken? Just use the movie Soldier. That's what I'm talking about, Frank.
Yeah, no, I know, but like if you want to...
Why are you messing this up for me, Frank?
How am I messing it up? You don't like
Escape
from... You're
ruining my dreams, Frank. Run them. They're dead.
Soldier's an underrated movie, man. I like that movie quite a bit. All right, Breakman, you get the honor of the last story.
Wow. Coming to us live from RPG site. Tactical RPG King Arthur Knight's Tale fully launches for Steam on February 15th. 2022. The 1.0 version of King Arthur's Knight's Tale will include the full story campaign, more than 30 playable heroes and 6 different classes, level cap increased to 30, more than 50 missions, post-campaign in-game mode, optional PvP mode, completed OST. The game is going to have a OST, really? You got the soundtrack finished? Okay. Digital in-game rewards for our Kickstarter backers and achievements, so there you go.
Yeah. I'm surprised they went with the tactical approach to this game. This game probably would have lent better, I think, for more of a Diablo action RPG. But I got to say, the graphics are amazing in this game. They're very, very detailed. I don't know if you've seen the trailer for this break, but this, I mean, graphically, it's very, very easy on the eyes. Although, I will say it's a little dark. We talk about that quite a bit. You know, show off
maybe it's just because all the shots are in nighttime.
Maybe that could be, man. I mean, you never know. I mean, they do show some during the day, which is cool. But even the daytime shots look a little dark to me. I mean, show off that artwork. You know, it's really fantastic. It's good stuff. But, you know, just something else for Break and I to bitch about, you know? I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, there you go. All right. That is the wonderful news. So, there we go. Let me...
I do have a little bit of a PSA, though, but
okay.
If you're interested in the Danganronpa series, the Danganronpa Decadence Collection features Danganronpa 1 through 3 plus that new weird mini-game that they're making, is up for pre-order.
Ooh, I am interested in that. I've never played the Danganronpa games,
Dang it, Grandpa.
Yeah, Dang it, Grandpa games.
As DSP says.
Yeah, DSP says, Dang it, Grandpa. I'm interested in that. How much are the pre-orders, Eric, do you know?
$60, so you're basically paying $20 per game.
Okay, that's not terrible, but, you know. All right, any homie discounts that anybody knows of, per se? I do know that, on the PS...
Sitting near, like, 40 each when they launched on the Vita.
Yeah. Wyland on Twitter made everybody aware that if you get the... Mortal Kombat X free game, all the DLC comes with that too, like the add-ons. There's some add-ons that you can get for free as well. So
was that on Steam?
On PS4 PSN. Or PS5, PSN. Oh. Yeah,
it's a PS Plus game for this one.
You might check on Game Pass. I don't know if they ever did it for
yeah,
free.
Yeah, it's like the people that reported it being one of the free games never mentioned it. You know, the DLC being free too, because yeah. that usually doesn't happen.
Yeah, exactly.
It's usually the base game.
So in order to get that DLC, you just go to the PSN store, Eric, and just download whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, because I downloaded the. Oh, I didn't download the. Do you have to download the game or just put it?
No,
in
your, it just needs to be in your library.
Oh, I got you. And then you go root around for all the DLC and all that stuff. Okay. All right, I'll do that after the show because I want to get that stuff. All right. Any other homie discounts of note, guys?
Well, if you're looking for scary games, they're pretty much all on sale right now.
Of course. Yeah. It's October month, the magic month, as I like to call it. Breakman, should I hit your music?
No.
Oh, darn it. That's 2 weeks in a row we don't have anything for Breakman. Gee-many, man. What's up with that? Send in your questions, comments, concerns.
Save a starving Breakman.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
yeah. I mean, starve.
Poor Breakman. For just 50 cents a day, you can make a starving Breakman smile. You know, it's like, all right, let's move on then.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know what you've been playing, Breakman.
Okay, I've been playing mostly Breath of the Wild still, and I fucked around and found out this time.
you finally got
you
your
know,
ass
you know
handed
that,
to you?
That island I was on, that Naked and Afraid island, mm-hmm. where I can't leave, I can't save, I can't do anything until I beat it or die.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got two of the balls in their places, and there's one left, and I killed the orc or the cyclops, whatever thing's called, and I got its ball, and I was like, well, I can goof around now. Ooh, what's this? Well, there's a little bog in the middle with a circle stump in it. I wonder if I can get this ball in there. No, I couldn't, and the bog was pretty deep, and I couldn't get the ball out of it.
Oh shit! So what are you gonna do?
You should be able to, but
I couldn't get it out. I tried with the time stoppers several times. I just couldn't get it out. Can't use the magnet on it, and the bog was deep. So
I think you might be able to create a fire, but then all the balls and positions would reset.
Mm.
Well, it doesn't matter because I just reset at that point. Well, fuck me. So, yeah. So I had to go do all this other stuff again, and I couldn't help myself from fucking around again.
hey, Wyland says balls deep.
Frank Freak's gonna send me some candy corn so I don't starve. That's so nice of him.
He also sent you some funny pictures of apparently Break.
Yeah, he sent me. He did send me. Well, here, we didn't do it to your Breakman, but I'll go ahead and read this picture he sent me. I'll give you a. It's a headline, and the headline is "Something Unexpected and Special is Happening to Uranus This Week."
Do I even want to look at the picture, Breakman?
It's the planet Uranus.
Oh, okay.
It's a news headline. Yeah, it's not like it's just a bad headline, is what he's or an inappropriate headline, you know, basically.
Love it.
So anyway, I fucked around and got myself killed again. Well, not I shouldn't say again, but I got myself killed and I had to start over again.
Oh God.
Yeah,
you're in one of those parts where like you think you're like a total badass and you're just like
yes
you know you just yes. Yeah, I've had that in games before where like the games that I hate that do that are the ones that like take away all your armor and you know like weaponry and stuff and you're
well,
just
that's
left
what happens on the islands they take away everything you had. You have to it's basically learning to survive again from the beginning. On a smaller scale, and
so
and
fucked
you
up.
You still got your magic, and at this point, you should have a higher level. You know, you should have more hearts and more stamina.
Yeah,
and the thing I was fucking around with was I didn't realize that six hearts was all it took for me to die from one arrow. So I had six hearts. I didn't realize it was take. Yeah, that many.
One hit and you're out of there.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. Like I was running around like a badass, like in my underwear, kicking ass, and I'm just clowning around and taking one arrow to the face, and I'm dead.
Yeah. Well,
awesome.
I mean, that happens. I mean, Fuck around and find out, man. I mean, that's, you know, there's a reason for that saying. All right, what else you been playing, Break?
And I've also been playing Left 4 Blood, or what is it, Back 4 Dead? No, Back 4 Blood. Yeah, that's it.
Something. Yeah, Left 4 Blood? So, yeah.
It is the sequel to Left 4 Dead that we've wanted so badly for so long. Yeah. It's a great game.
I heard average things from that game. Like, what's different? Is there anything different, or is it?
There's a new progression system as far as, like, you get these power ups that you can add and unlock as you go along. They give you different bonuses, like gain one health for meleeing undead, stuff like that.
Oh, that's cool.
It's also added like guns. What do you call that? Like legendary, all rare. What is that called? Scaling.
I have no idea. What it's
called, but they've added like different levels of guns, you know. So now you can get like nice, awesome guns, or you start out with the weak guns and go. Whereas the original was just like there was an assault rifle, and you know there's a shotgun like that. Maybe there's a different type of shotgun.
Right.
But
right.
Now you can get like a souped up shotgun.
Right. Well, that's cool. I mean, extra perks for doing things as you go along. That's cool.
Yeah. And if you're in like average, I think it's probably because of the bugs, because the game is really buggy right now.
Yeah.
Especially if you're stuck with an AI, because they'll like get caught on random objects or something.
Yeah.
Or I had one. I was on a boat in this multiple levels, and your party follows you everywhere.
Yeah.
So at one point, I noticed that one of my people wasn't following me. She was just kind of standing there. Just standing there, just shooting at stuff. Like, what are you doing? Like, I went over, like, I hit her. I tried to get her to follow me. Just standing there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, awesome. I mean, those games when they come out are always super buggy. Maybe they'll patch it up here soon and help you out a little bit. You know, that's... I mean, I hate that. I really think they should get most of that shit done before they ship, but... we just talked about Cyberpunk.
I'm not paying anything for this game except for my Game Pass. So
yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, that's the plus of the game.
If I spent $60, I'd probably be a little bit mad. Like, come on, give it a patch. Like, hurry up with that.
Would you have felt bad if you got it on, like, a half-off sale? Like, $30?
Not at all. Yeah. I'd be happy with that, too.
Yeah. See, I'm...
I love Left 4 Dead and Left 4 Dead 2.
That's
so
how I kind of am. Like, I've gotten past the point of getting shit at release, except if it's... Final Fantasy or Dragon Quest type of thing. You know, I've stuck to those two pretty good, you know. Although I did wait for a sale on Final Fantasy VII Remake, but I just think that, like, with all the games I already have and all the bugs and shit and most of the newer releases and the ridiculous prices, like, $60 is never the price, right? You got to pay for extra content and, you know, all this other shit.
Well, taxes. But, I mean, right off the bat, you got taxes. And if you get it mailed, you might have to
shipping,
take delivery, DLC. Like, absolutely right.
Yeah, and then Game of the Year editions drive me fucking nuts, man. Like I just, I mean, I'm like, look, I paid for all the DLC. Then you're going to drop the fucking Game of the Year edition on me and then add something else sometimes. I'm like, fuck, man. I'll just wait for the Game of the Year. And then if there's no Game of the Year edition, I'll just buy everything on sale, you know, just a cheap sale. Yeah. All right. What else you been playing, Break?
I think that's it, actually.
All right. Eric.
Oh, no, I tried to play Friday the 13th, but it still has that problem where, you know, if somebody drops out, the whole game crashes.
God, that sucks so bad. And they're not going to work on that game anymore. It's
nope.
Fucking sad as fuck, man. I wish, my hope is that, like, they finally get that Friday the 13th shit, like, resolved, and they might come out with the sequel to that game and just make it a little bit better, you know? But because it was a ton of fun, even the few times I played with Freak 5 and, you know, fucked around with it myself, it's a fun game. It's not a new concept by any stretch, but it was just fun playing in that kind of universe, you know? It's a good, like, experiment. You know, it was a really good experiment. But.
And the last time it crashed, it was in the middle of me killing somebody, so I think that probably was the guy who quit when I killed him.
Oh, that sucks, man.
Like, fuck. Don't... I only had, like, three campers left. I was going to get them.
I know.
Hey!
You know, I've seen that game several times, and, like, there's really clever Jasons, and there's really clever campers, And the really clever campers are fun because they'll just fucking troll Jason like left and right. They'll like I saw this one time I was playing with Freak and like I can't remember if it was him or one of his friends that was in there. I think it was Peter maybe, but he was just going around the coffee table and Jason could not get him for the life of him.
Oh my god! Yeah, somebody did that to me too. I fucking hated that. or the mob where they all team up together.
Yes.
Run away and heal each other, yes. And then you'll fight another one and stuff, and they just keep beating you down. You can't do shit.
Yeah, it's pretty funny, but you know what they should have did is like if you use a shovel, like you could only use it so much or something before it breaks and bat.
All the tools break, like the bat breaks rather easily unless you upgrade it.
Yeah, that's true too. But I never really played it where the weapons broke. You know,
you didn't have that problem. I have that problem all the time.
Yeah. Of course, I didn't play it that often, man. I mean, just here and there sporadically, you know. But Freak 5, like, totally fucking kicks ass at that game, man. He's pretty good. He's like, you know, he's just like, go here. And I'm like, I'm there. Like, what the fuck? He's like, no, the opposite of where you're at. You know, I'm like, Jesus, okay. But anyway,
playing against a good Jason because they don't fuck around. They go to work. They're like, I got a mission, and you are it.
And then depending on their powers, like fuck, man, you could be dead in like milliseconds with the good Jasons. You know, it's like for me, it's like one time though I did actually pretty good, but I was watching. I think it was Freak 5 was playing as Jason, and I made a fatal mistake. Like I was kind of behind this door. So he couldn't, and I was, he could not see me, and I saw him, like, several times, and then I didn't see him, so, like, I peeked around the corner, and he fucking saw me, and I'm like, oh, shit.
He's sitting there waiting, like,
and I'm like, oh, shit, you know, it's like, but, it's a fun game, it does capture the spirit of the movies in a lot of ways. I dug that game quite a bit. All right, Eric, what you been playing, man?
I've been playing more Dragon Quest XI on the Xbox and managed to get the max gamer score for it.
Jeez.
And one thing I learned is that there's a bug in the game for the PS4 and presumably the Switch version as well for the accolades.
Yeah.
But like, if you get the achievement version related to that, one of the achievements related to the followers of fashion, that won't tick off the box for having gotten the hair raising suit in the one section of the game where you do the intermission with Jade, because that's actually supposed to be a separate outfit. But the only way to do it otherwise is to actually beat the end of time after doing all the taking hidden quests and then being the time worm, which are two really hard end game bosses. But if you play in 2D mode, it will take it off. Huh. And then you switch to 3D later at some point and just redo the opening of that chapter. And then, so I didn't have to worry about it since I had been playing in 2D mode all the way through until I got to the post game.
Oh. Interesting. All right. What else you been playing?
So I just skipped having to fight the stupid end of time and time worm. Because they're fucking hard. It's almost unfair, even at level 99. I also played a little bit of Doki Doki Literature Club Plus, because I need to finish the side stories of that so I can finally do the review for it, as well as Necro Barista. Hopefully you'll see that tomorrow. I wanted to do some recordings today, but I felt tired as hell when I got home.
I think we all did, man. I think, I mean, I know I was really fucking tired. Hey, who else do we got in chat here? Anybody? Can somebody?
That's all I've been playing, really.
Looks like Big Bing Cortana's in there and XYFM's in there. Our good friend Dungeon is there. Somebody type something into chat. I don't know. Maybe my chat went bonkers or something. I don't know.
Something's wrong with your chat?
Yeah, I haven't been able to see any chats if they've been going on. Did you see me type in there?
Yeah, I see you typing.
Okay, cool. There's Dungeon, the Ninja Dungeon. I caught you this time though, Dungeon. You weren't quite as stealthy as you normally are. There you go. Something, not some thigh, Breakman. Get it straight. All right, let's move on to, speaking of reviews,
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, Eric, your reviews. Did we lose Eric? Breakman, did I lose you? Holy shit, I almost lost everybody. Can anybody hear me? Oh no, I'm by myself. Can you guys hear me? Break.
All right, I'm messing with my microphone. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now. Okay. Eric, are you there? Eric.
Sorry, I took some moments to get some water.
Okay, man. I was like, holy shit, I'm by myself. Your reviews, Eric.
Did Break have to go?
No.
No.
What?
oh, okay. My reviews are for the Future Diary and Erase. Which one do you want first?
Future Diary.
Okay, the Future Diary is a show way back from 2011. But it is a show about this 14-year-old kid named Yuki Teru who gets caught up in a death game devised by the god of causality, I think, basically. He's the god of everything in that particular universe. And anyway, he's dying, so he needs to find a successor. But you don't learn this till later on. But basically, someone else proposed the idea of the death game to him. It could have been a non-lethal game, but I don't know why he approved of it.
Yeah.
But because he apparently wants the game to be entertaining, and his helper imp creature named Murmur. Basically had no problems with trying to get people into the game and conning them into it. But anyways, he basically can tell the future in a specific way. And all these things are called future diaries and they all have different functions. And his is to basically tell him about everything that's going to happen to him. But specifics are left out, but he can still gain enough knowledge that he can just bypass any dead ends that he might get, which basically would spell his death. So the diary users have to kill each other, and they have to. And once they're all dead, they become the new god. But so there's a little bit of yandere angling in the show because. He ends up having a stalker girl, who's also one of the diary users, but she promises that they'll work together to get him to be a god, because she's not interested. And he thinks that he could just resurrect everybody, because he becomes a god at that point. But you find out later that maybe things aren't as easy as they appear. And there's a lot of horror elements going on in the movie, series. And there is some child abuse, there's some nudity, but it's...
Later, Weiland. Yeah.
What?
Oh, I was just saying, later, Weiland. He's heading out. He's got to get up early.
Yeah. But if you're getting excited about the nudity, don't get too excited unless you like to see children being naked.
Yeah, no.
there's only I think one adult that gets naked, and it's incidental. It's not anything sexual, but it's still a fun watch. And I was gonna save it for the horror, do a bunch of horror movie themed reviews, but it's kind of more on the horror / dark comedy side because there are comedic bits.
Yeah,
but it's definitely more of a suspense action thriller than it is a horror. But it does have horror elements because of the whole yandere angle, and she's crazy bitch who will kill anybody to protect him.
Yeah. All right. So, what do you give in Future Diary, Eric?
I'm gonna give it an 8.5.
All right. Freak says
there are some plot holes that don't get resolved, but they're not big plot holes. I just kind of wish they had addressed it at some point.
Yeah. Freak Pie says he's been watching Squid Game and he can't stand the main character. He's probably going to win, and I don't want him to. So there you go. All right.
I thought it was a movie, so it's a TV show. I didn't know it was a series.
Yeah. All right, Eric, your next review.
Next review is Erased. And this is a little bit one that's a little bit more recent. I think it's like 2018. And I don't know why it lacks English closed caption for hearing impaired on both Funimation and Netflix. It's like, and Netflix, all you got for subtitles is the actual Japanese subtitles, but they're for the Japanese script, so you won't be hearing, you won't be reading what the characters are saying in the English dub, which is weird. Netflix and Funimation need to work on that, because sometimes you'll get English captions for shows, and sometimes you won't. But it's a 12-episode series, and it's about some 29-year-old man named Satoru, who apparently has the ability to go back in time. And usually it's like 5 minutes before something bad happens, and he uses that to like fix the situation. But he ends up going back 18 years in the past to when he was 10 years old in fifth grade. He uses his knowledge of the events that he led up to a murder of several kids to try to prevent them from dying in this past. And him trying to, like, get the killer arrested. And it's a really interesting, like, murder mystery with the butterfly effect, timey-wimey stuff going on.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's a really good, well-told story. And there's not too many plot holes except for, well, the reason why he even has this power, as well as the villain of the story has his own power too, but they're not really explained. They're just there to kind of move the plot along.
Hmm.
And that's my only real complaint with the show. I'm going to give it 9.5.
Wow, almost a perfect score, Eric. Probably just for the tiny plot holes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dungeon said he's been watching a channel that was showing classic horror flicks every night, like the 1959 Mummy flick with Christopher Lee. Wish my local cable had it. You got the internet, Dungeon. That's the ultimate. Weirdest one had Christopher Lee as Dracula resurrected from his dust. I seen that one, Dungeon. I can't remember. But his blood possessed a local bar wench to help him find victims. And when she failed, he came back himself to suck her blood. That's funny, man. Those old movies are classic. They're really good, especially Christopher Lee ones. Yeah. Count Dooku's going to get his break. How dare you? All right. So 9.5 out of 10. That makes me want to watch that. That's on Netflix, Eric?
What?
Erased. Yeah.
And it's on Netflix and it's on Funimation, but I think if you want to watch it just subtitled, because Crunchyroll is weird like that, and like despite the fact that there's a merger, they're still separate apps. So if you want to watch it sub, you can watch it on Crunchyroll.
For free, right? With the free version?
Maybe. Okay. I'm not sure.
Because you can watch a lot of free shit. It just has commercials.
It won't be in 1080p, I think, though.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. All right, Breakman, did you have any reviews this week?
No.
All right, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't done yet.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the week.
All right, Eric.
Well, now you have another Stinko.
I thought you had only two reviews, Eric.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that there is a live-action version of Erased. Oh. That's also on Netflix.
Okay.
I haven't watched that yet, though. I'll let you know when I watch it.
All right. Breakman, your Stinko of the Week.
Let me see. I got a couple here. Actually, I got a few here. One of them, I think Eric probably has the same one as I do. But so I'll go ahead and say that one. The Death of Chris Ayers. Kind of a surprise. I know you don't know him, Frank, but he's a voice actor most famous for playing Frieza
Which is weird because he's done other stuff before Funimation hired him, but whatever.
Yeah.
So, and I think he got in Funimation thanks to Greg Arias, his brother, who's also a voice actor.
Do we know what he died of, or?
They didn't say in the post that I saw that the family said it was private matter. It sounds like he was sick.
Mm. I think he had cancer of some kind.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Okay, all right. Well, that's definitely sad. What else you got, Brake?
Yeah. The Supreme Court, once again, has decided that they don't like the Constitution and fuck America is their primary goal. I don't know if you heard the news today, but once again, they've decided they're not going to do anything to stop the Texas law.
Yeah.
They said they're not going to do anything until they hear oral arguments in November. So they're going to let it pass, even though it blatantly violates the Constitution.
Yeah, Justice Sotomayor is the only one really like thinking that it's an egregious infraction by the court. She spoke out about it, which is encouraging. I mean, at least one of the justices is willing to say that, you know, every day that the court doesn't decide on this and definitively hurts people, you know, and it's, yeah. It's not right. I agree, Brinkman. What else you got?
I know. I'm sick. It's just fucking sick of all this horse shit.
Yeah.
And the other one goes to these minor sentences that the insurrections are getting. And it's mostly coming from the government. Like, the government's going for, like, low ball times for all these people.
Uh-huh.
Like, some judges are giving them longer sentences than the prosecutors are trying to get.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
Like, they're trying to give them, like, 4 months, 5 months sentences. Like, these people tried to overthrow our election.
Yeah, they tried to overthrow our government in general, man. I mean, that's...
They should be in jail for a long time. All of them.
Yeah, I think 10 to 20 years should have been kind of minimum. But, you know, I mean... Well, I mean, they're fucking around. They'll eventually find out, right, Break?
Yeah, I mean, there are still charges coming for, like, the most egregious people. Like, they're going to probably get charged heavier. But the fact that, the other people who are caught up in it and stuff... Like, I'm sorry, when I say caught up in it, I mean, like, with quotes. Because they weren't caught up in anything, you know? They knew what they were fucking doing.
Right, right.
They're like, they should be the same, get the same fucking punishments.
I agree. What else you got, Breakman?
That's enough. Now I'm irritated. Fuck.
Freak5 says, my stinko, supposedly I got a raise at work. Looking at this week's check stub, it says my pay rate is higher, but I was paid based off of my old pay. Well, that's weird. Did they give you a higher tax rate, maybe, Freak 5? I don't know.
That's what I was wondering. Like, that's – especially with the fucking around Trump did with our taxes. Like,
oh, God, yeah.
He screwed up everything.
I mean, he was he definitely cut taxes for richer people. I mean, that's something he did.
And, well, he gave us that temporary tax break for the middle class and such. But, yeah. That wasn't – that amounted to dick.
Right. Right. Well, Biden's no better, man. Watch your taxes.
No, I'm not saying he is. It's...
I mean, they're both corrupt, man. Both parties are fucking trash. I mean, they just are. I mean, you know, one party talks a good game, the Democrats, but, you know, oh, that was pre-tax, Freak5 says. Oh, shit, man. You might want to ask him about that, Freak5, see what's up. You know, like your HR department or something. All right, Eric, your stink of the week. I think it was one of Breakman's, right?
Yeah, Chris Arias is deaf. That's my stink.
Yeah. Anything you wanna say about that?
I can't really say any more than he already did.
Yeah. All right.
I do wanna propose a weird theory that I just thought of, but what if in the Halloween ends, we find out that the witch from the season and the witch from Halloween 3 is the one responsible for making him, like, semi-immortal or whatever.
Ooh, I like that theory, Eric. Next week will be a time to talk about that. Next week's our Halloween episode. We'll delve into it.
And we find out that, like, season of the witch is canon in another universe because...
Oh, my God, that would be so cool.
She realized he failed, so she just decided to do it herself.
Oh, my God, that would be so badass, man. Hey, do you guys want to do an extra long Grinders next week or not? Yes,
I don't mind.
What about you, Brake? Do we lose Breakman? He's on mute again, right?
Hopefully I'm less tired next week.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I must have hit the button on mute. I must have hit
what do
it
you
by
think?
Accident. But I was going to say, yeah, we can do that. Next Sunday is Halloween, so we're doing a special longer Halloween episode,
I guess. Yeah, why not? Okay. You know, just a bullshitting session about Halloween movies and kills and, you know, newer. I mean, we could just have a wicked Halloween discussion after we crown the greatest Halloween candy of all time.
It's
I think it'd
too
be...
bad it'll be 663 and not 666.
I know, man. It just didn't line up. But we'll have another special episode, 666, for sure. I don't know if it's going to be supersized, but it'll definitely be.
Or fun. We could just stop halfway through and start again and then stop again and start again. You know, and then we have to 666 that way.
We could like make like three episodes and then get to the real fun one. Like, hey, welcome to RP Grinders and thanks for joining.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Everybody says one thing, you know. HR was on vacation this week. That sucks, Freak Five. So he got about $50 less, even though his pay rate is more. That's fucking dumb.
What a freak think of that photo I sent him on Twitter.
Freak Five wants to get himself exiled in chat too, it looks like. So there you go. All right, let's see. I think it's my turn for Stinkos. This is crazy, guys. This reminds me of the whole Brandon Lee death. But Alec Baldwin killed a crew member with a prop gun. I don't know what this is on the set of, but yeah, he actually killed somebody. I mean, obviously on accident. I mean, there's no, you know,
and it's not in any way his fault. Like,
no,
this was a prop malfunction. So the whoever worked on the props made a mistake. I doubt seriously it was intentional.
Yeah, obviously
but, like,
not.
This isn't Baldwin's fault in any way.
No. But it's just, I was thinking about this.
But it's probably on his head right now.
Right. Oh, dude, can you imagine? You're an actor, right? And you, I mean, a lot of these actors don't even, like, have never even shot a real gun, right? So you, and I'm not saying Alec Baldwin is one of those people. I don't know. But can you imagine you're on set and you're doing a scene and you kill somebody and you're like, oh, that's some good acting right there, you know? And then you look over and you actually fucking kill somebody. I think that would be. That'd be.
I don't know if I could go
if
back.
If it was a prop, though, why did it have bullets?
Well, no, I mean this. Okay, have you ever followed the Brandon Lee death, Eric? It was a prop gun, right? But they left a like a dummy bullet and like the what are they like a blank, and the blank actually when they read like it's kind of weird the sequence of events like they double checked it and triple checked it, right? But there was a piece of one of the blanks left in the chamber of the gun, and when it hold on, somebody's knocking at my door. Hang on, but when somebody went to reload the gun with other blanks, it acted like a real gun. And it shot.
So the explosive agent that was meant to fire the blank was a little bit too powerful, I guess.
Yeah.
And so the blank acts like a missile at that.
Yeah, time. Exactly. It was like a regular bullet, you know, and it killed Brandon Lee like on site, you know. And the guy who did it was the guy that played Funboy in that movie, and he, you know, he was out of Hollywood for a long time. It really fucked with him and stuff. And now, I mean, a lot of the bad press that Alec Baldwin has got, like he's kind of known as a big douchebag in Hollywood. But but I mean, I still feel really really bad. For
yeah,
him,
this know? Is being a douchebag and being a murderer are way different things, you know.
Yeah, Freak Price
well,
says
I should say murderer because it wasn't like. This, yeah, like this is in no way like his
right.
fault.
Unintentional manslaughter. I don't even know how you'd classify it, man. I mean, they were doing a movie or show or something, you know. Freak Five says
something
I meant
that they do hundreds of times every day. Fake
yep.
guns.
Yep.
So this was like a fluke.
Yeah, it's know? Like a routine one type one thing, and it just.
I wonder how old those bullets were.
Yeah.
Blanks.
Freak Five says, "I meant next week break, extra long show, so it will be even longer before you go on Food Quest." He says, "You should do 2 half-hour shows next week, so Friday's episode will be 666, maybe the news one day, and review the other." Well, that's a It's an idea, although I don't think we could put that together in time, Freak 5. Like,
so apparently because of this happening, people are having discussions about just sieging all bullets from now on.
Yeah, I think they should just do like...
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad idea at all. Like, because obviously this is
Yeah, you won't get the practical effects, but CG is good enough that you could pass it on.
I agree. I think you should just do CG, and the sound can be replicated easily. So it's not... I mean, the actors are going to have to work a little harder. You know, they're not going to get that initial...
Well, they can still hold something that looks like a gun and pull the trigger, you know. Just it does nothing.
Right, right. I think that's the way to go, man. I mean, it's not worth killing somebody over it, you know. No, just stupid.
And let me add to your stinko, to J.D. Vance, who wants to be a run for Congress in Ohio, who thought it was an opportunity to make some jokes about Alec Baldwin.
A good look. Not a good look at all. At all. By the way, I think Alec Baldwin is...
Probably won't vote for governor next year, just because the choices are going to suck.
The choices are going to suck.
They do. I mean, they're just stupid.
Well, we have Josh Mondale and J.D. Vance are probably like 1 and 2 is on the suck meter, you know what I mean?
Oh, boy, yeah. Also, I just got this news, guys. Peter Scolari passed away, so... the Bosom Buddy, you know, I don't know if you guys ever remember.
I like Bosom Buddies.
I did too.
Show. They had
a great
dress
show.
As women.
Yep.
And then they're like they had women, female roommate or not roommates, but neighbors, and they had to pretend that they're women and they catch them as men, and they pretended to be the brothers of their characters.
Yeah. It was a great show, man. I forgot how that show ended. I only think it had like. 1 or 2 seasons, but
It was probably just one of those shows that just ended, you know, just canceled, like most shows.
I know, like Fox used to do that all the time, just fucking cancel shows after like one season. You're like, god damn, at least let it develop a little bit. You know?
Shit, they canceled Married with Children after like 10 or what was it, like 12 seasons? I think at that point.
Unceremoniously
canceled them.
I know.
They didn't even get to an ending. The show's been on forever, and they helped anchor your network, and you're just, okay, whatever.
Yeah, well,
The Simpsons is still here.
I know, and yet The Simpsons is still here. You know, it's like, oof.
It hasn't changed that much. Like, it's irritating to turn it on and still see some of the same gags, like, 20 years later.
I know, it's weird. They have no new material.
I kind of get it, because the show's not for us anymore. It's for new people.
But,
like, at the same time, it's like they're always a little bit behind when doing, like, pop culture references.
Yeah, I know, man. Like South Park is always on it, man. And I think it's because they can turn around their animation so fast. But
and
like,
it's because they don't write their stories until usually the week before.
Right. And it's
so
funny.
They're usually on topic is what's going on.
I know, man. And Maggie's still a baby, Freak 5 says. I know. There's, like, no advancement whatsoever ever in that that world. It's so weird. Like, that, you know what they should do? They should reboot it and like get all new voice actors, right? But that sound,
and they kind of have, because like they've retconned Homer into being a kid from the 80s at this point.
Yeah
they've definitely changed his age over the years.
I mean, I honestly think they should get rid of all the actors right now, the voice actors, because obviously they've made all their money and more, but reboot it with all new voice actors, completely different for a new generation, and just go with newer storylines. You know, it does seem dated. Like, I watched an episode the other day, and I'm like, golly, you're right, guys. The same fucking jokes.
I'm sure there's some funny episodes, but it's not worth sifting through all of it.
Yeah. There are definitely, I think by every episode, there's at least one laughable joke, you know, but it's still like, then you see, like, they go back to the same old tired jokes they've done 12 billion times.
Right. And each one of those actors is, oh God, the money that they're making.
They're getting old too.
I think they, well, I mean, it doesn't matter, because like their voices are still all the same. Like, you know, none of them have really.
I don't know. I think the person doing Marge's voice is kind of getting up there,
maybe.
Getting harder to actually maintain that voice.
Maybe, but everything that I heard was spot on, man. I mean, it's It's no different, but at this point, like, save a lot of money, reboot it, you know, like do Simpsons 2025 or something, you know, and like,
You know, I'm sure other than the actors, it probably doesn't cost that much to make that show anymore.
No, you're right. I agree, but the actors, man, I think they each make like over, at this point, over $1 million an episode, man, and it's just, it's becoming ridiculously expensive, like, with them. Like, don't you remember that whole thing, like, they didn't want to pay Nancy Cartwright like the same as others, and
they won't completely reboot like you're suggesting until the actors decided that they're done.
Yeah, you know what's funny is like Nancy Cartwright is really interesting. She's just, I mean, she looks normal, right? You would never guess that she was Bart Simpson, right? And she goes around
Freak says you just want to do the voice of Grandpa Simpson.
Yeah, well, I probably could do that, Freak Five. Anyways, like yeah, why not, man? I'll do it. Shit, yeah. Pay me like $50,000 a year, and I'll be happy. You know, there was this one like little YouTube short that she did on her channel, where she just went to like this bookstore or something, and she found somebody with like a Bart Simpson shirt, and she was like, "Yeah, it would be really cool to meet the person that voiced Bart, huh? Like in a regular voice." And he's like, "Oh yeah, it would be," you know, he had no idea that was Nancy Cartwright, right? And I don't think it was put up either. It looked totally legit, like it wasn't like, you know, a plant or anything. And she's like, she's like, "Well, I, you know, I kind of dabble in trying to, have you ever really like tried to talk like Bart Simpson?" And he's like, you know, he's like, "Don't have a cat," you know, doing all the stuff. And so she did it, and he's like, "Wow, that's really, really good." And she's like, "Yeah, I have a little bit of practice, you know."
Like, it would have been funny if people were like, "Yeah, that's good. It's close, but it's not right."
Yeah. I'm sure she gets that, man. I'm sure she gets that from time to time. But yeah, he was like, "Wow, that's pretty good," you know. And he's like, he thought about it, and she kept on talking like in Bart's voice, and he's like, you know, it like dawned on him, like his eyes got really, really wide. She goes, "Yeah, I'm actually the person that voices Bart." It's funny as fuck, man. So yeah, Peter Scolari passing was a big one for me, guys. So, you know, that's a definite stinko. Did I miss anybody? I think I got everybody. Okay, let's move on to happier thoughts, guys. We need a little uptick in the show.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right, Sweeto of the week, guys. Breakman, you want to go with
two of them, and they're kind of funny, I think. One is, speaking of fucking around and finding out, Texas governor, I think it was the governor
Abbott,
one of them. I think it was that. No, I don't think it was Abbott. It was somebody in Texas, like a top official, offered a bounty for anybody who can prove election fraud. Well, God. This week they were finally forced to pay up, as it was proven to them that there were people illegally voting for Trump.
What was the payment, man? That's funny as fuck.
They said up to $1 million, but they only paid like $25,000. But it also looks like this is just a start, and they're gonna have to pay several more.
I love it, man. Oh, I love it.
I guess the other Sweeto this week. I don't know how to mention, but I don't know if Eric. Is it your break.
Yeah.
If you don't say it, I'll mention it.
Okay, Eric. Let break finish his Sweetos. Go ahead, break.
What was I? Anyway, so Texas fucked around and found out, and think, you know, it's pretty funny. The other one that's also, I think, pretty funny is this week Trump finally announced his own social media platform.
Okay.
And by the end of the day, hackers already took care of it.
Oh boy.
They took care. They didn't take it down, but they've had some fun with it, and
oof.
His platform's already been exploited, and it's pretty funny. Everything Trump touches fails.
Yeah. All right, Eric, your Sweetos of the
week. Colin Powell's dead now, so yay.
Yeah, fuck Colin Powell, one of the biggest war criminals the world has ever known. Fuck him. Fuck you. You know that whole song, you know? Yeah. Everybody was exalting Colin Powell as this, like, like, honorable guy and all this. He fucking lied. He's a fucking liar, and fuck him. I agree with you, Eric, 100%. Any other sweetos, Eric?
No.
Yeah. Freak 5 got his quarterly bonus today, so that's definitely... he gave 5 extra hand jobs this week, this quarter, so he got... He got the quarterly bonus. He made his quota. So there you go. All right, guys. Think is that it? Did I get you, Break? I think I got you, right? All right, let's do our free for all. It's a free for all. All right, guys, we're down to 16 candies left in our tournament to decide the greatest Halloween candy of all time. I think you guys have missed the spirit of this because popcorn balls should have been in the final
candy.
Four.
Gross.
They should have been in the final four. I'm telling you.
Popcorn is a candy.
No, I'm it telling you. I'm telling you guys it should have been in the final four, but you guys
the only
are jackass.
Popcorn I like is like certain varieties of caramel popcorn.
Well, Eric, you're wrong. Just to let you know, and that's it.
Oh yeah, and cheddar popcorn, but only occasionally.
I like movie theater popcorn. I really do. I love it.
Good.
It's so good, man. I could eat. I mean,
too much butter.
Oh, I love. I'll put extra butter.
You can just tell them no, and you put your own butter on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Zero butter or yeah. Zero salt.
Yes, they are candy.
You mean you don't bring your own butter to the movie theater? I do.
Stick of butter. Yeah, you just take a stick of butter and like take chunks.
It melt.
It's so good, man. I love popcorn from the movie theater. If you don't put enough butter to like give you lightning diarrhea after the movie, then you're doing it wrong. I mean, I'm just saying.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Lightning diarrhea.
Lightning diarrhea.
Your ass will be destroyed.
Frank, that's not what you're supposed to do.
Yes, it is. And you put butter.
But your ass is not supposed to explode.
Look, let me tell you, I like a little.
Your ass here, Frank.
Frank, who lied to you and told you that butter was a diuretic?
I like a little bit of popcorn in my butter is what I'm telling you guys. I do. I like it.
So the popcorn is a butter delivery system.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Exactly. Dungeon says movie theater popcorn is so good. It really is, man. And you don't get that unless you go to the theater. I don't care what theater it is. You know, I mean,
that's why I decided I'm not going to see No Time to Die until it comes out on video because I'm not sitting in a theater during a pandemic for nearly 3 hours.
Yeah, that's, I mean, there you, I mean, here.
I'm going to need to take a piss break at some point, probably.
Yeah, yeah. If you go, like, during the week, I mean, like we saw Candy.
And the theaters here have made it inconvenient to see any film because, so I'm probably just going to wait till it's on Vudu to watch it.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah.
Unless it's, like, something I absolutely need to see, like Ghostbusters or My Hero Academia, World Heroes Ride, or World Mission. Or
I really want to see No Time to Die. I'm hoping it comes on demand real soon. I'd pay $20 to watch No Time to Die.
I'm not paying $20.
I would.
You're ripping off single people like me.
Well, I would. I would love to see it, man. Freak says Frank wants popcorn flavored butter drink. I would be all over that, Freak 5. I really would. Dungeon says.
Speaking of which. There's a Cracker Jack Pepsi flavor now.
Ooh, I wonder if that's any good. Dungeon says, good but I...
Yeah. And I... Dr. Pepper has, like, a fantastic chocolate flavor.
Ooh, that would be really good, too. I would drink that. Bernie woke up for that one. She's like, I would definitely drink that. Dungeon says, but I went really early, so there weren't many people there. Yeah, see, Dungeon, you got to go during the week. Like on a Tuesday or Wednesday, and nobody's there.
Back to what I was saying, though, it's like I can't see movies in the theater really anymore in this local theater because they only play certain movies on certain days in order to cut down on the time they are actually playing movies per day.
Yeah.
Because they can't get the help or the cut down costs because, you know, it's a pandemic.
Well, I don't even think it's a pandemic at this point, Eric. I think it's people don't pay enough money. Bernie and I were discussing that. Everybody's having labor shortages.
It's probably both, really.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing.
I agree. I mean, I mean, a lot of the business are going to go away in that case. But let's see. What do we got here? I do want butter flavored pop, Breakman. That would be great. IV of butter straight in my veins, Breakman. That's awesome, man. the ones who were there were old people who were probably vaccinated.
What if Frank doesn't even bleed anymore? He just bleeds butter.
Butter coming out of my pores.
Your butter mixed together.
Oh, God. I love the flavor of butter.
You're butter, man.
The only reason I don't eat butter like by itself is because it gives me like a weird cringe in the back of my mouth. Like I don't know, it's just really weird. But yeah, I do like that flavor quite a bit, and it's not healthy for you at all. Dungeon says the ones who were there were old people who are probably vaccinated because they're still alive. Maybe all that butter is the secret to Frank's long life. Pretty much. All right, guys, let's get started on the tournament here.
It's the hidden fountain of youth. It's just the fountain of butter, isn't it?
Yeah, fountain of butter. There you go. It's like a butter fondue. All right, here we go, guys. First matchup we got this week, Snickers versus Nestle Crunch. I'll go with Breakman first.
Okay, Snickers versus Nestle. I both are good. Snickers is a classic bar, but I prefer Nestle Crunch.
All right, Eric?
Snickers.
Ooh, this is a tough matchup for me. I'm the tiebreaker on this one. You know what? In an upset, I'm gonna go with Nestle Crunch. I think.
Nice.
I think Nestle Crunch is an underrated candy bar. Man, I really do. I like that rice kind of pop to it.
Yes.
It's really really good. But I do like Snickers. But sometimes it's a little. A little too rich for me. Freak 5 said Nestle Crunch. Dungeon said Crunch is tasty, but I'm also a fan of Snickers. What else? And then Freak said they don't give Frank enough butter on his popcorn, so he opens up a vein. All right, next matchup, guys. Hershey bars, whether it's the regular Hershey bar or the almond Hershey bar, versus Starburst. I'm going to go first on this one. This is a no-brainer for me. I'm going with Hershey bars. What say you, Breakman?
As much as I think the Hershey bar itself is pretty overrated, I still think it's better than Starburst. I mean, you don't put Starburst on a s'more.
Eric?
Hershey.
Yeah. Clean sweep.
Hershey's are like the perfect bar for s'mores.
God, I love Hershey bars. I like the ones with almonds a lot, man. Those are so good. All right, M&M's versus Twizzlers, Eric. What say you?
I like the peanut M&M's more, so I'm going with Twizzlers.
Breakman?
I like Twizzlers, but Eric's right, the peanut M&M's are better, but I still like regular M&M's. M&M's.
I think I'm going to actually go Twizzlers on this one, guys. I love Twizzlers. But that's a huge upset, right, Breakman?
Yeah,
we've had two upsets already, man. It's really weird. But, okay, next matchup, Mr. Goodbar versus Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Breakman, you do the honor.
Mr. Goodbar versus Reese's Peanut Butter. Sometimes I think the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are just too much. But still, like, the first few bites of them are better than a Mr. Goodbar. So, Peanut Butter Cup.
Eric?
Going with the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
This is interesting. Because
I think Freak gave us another candies menu item.
Ooh,
Reese's Cup on a s'mores.
Reese's on a s'mores. That would be fantastic. I'm going to make it a clean sweep. I do like Mr. Goodbars quite a bit with the peanuts and the nice milk chocolate.
I prefer Hershey's with almonds, though.
But... Reese's Peanut Butter Cups is a juggernaut. I'm going with Reese's. This is so... it's not even close.
Quest points out the PBs are so good. The mini ones are a nice option, too. And those aren't overpowering.
Yeah. The mini ones are really... They're more chocolatey.
I just remembered there's another version of the Reese's Peanut Butter Eggs. Like, because they have the Halloween themed ones. But they also apparently have football themed ones.
Yep, they do. They do.
November.
Yep. All right, let's...
They do trees in December.
Yep. Oh, I love the trees, man. The trees are so good. I mean, they're all good, but, oh, man. All right.
Don't they taste the same, Frank?
They all taste the same, but they're just something different about them, if you know
like
what I mean.
I don't like the heart-shaped ones, though, because they tend to be smaller. So there's less peanut butter. So
all right, let's move on to the next.
Oh, so they find a way to rip you off at least once a month of the year also.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, next matchup, guys. Lemonheads versus Pixie Sticks.
It's usually because they're misshapen.
Eric, you go first on this one. Lemonheads versus Pixie Sticks.
I'm going to go with Pixie Sticks. All right. I like the taste of Lemonheads.
Breakman?
Let me see. Pure sugar versus lemony sugar. I've always been a fan of Lemonheads. The Pixie Sticks, I mean, it is just sugar, and it's nice for what it is, but the Lemonhead.
Yeah, I think I agree with you, Breakman. I'm going with Lemonheads. I was never a huge fan of Pixie Sticks, so Lemonheads moves on.
Yeah, you don't like pure sugar, just pure butter.
Yeah. Sugar in your butter.
Yeah. Yeah. I like sugar in my butter. Anyways, I like butter in my sugar. Tootsie Rolls versus Candy Cigarettes. I'm going to go first on this one. I'm not a huge fan of Tootsie Rolls. I think they're okay. I will eat them from time to time. But look, if we're talking awesome Halloween candy to get, the Candy Cigarettes are a great fucking option. I'm going with Candy Cigarettes just because of the novelty. You know, you puff out that little puff of smoke and you think you're really, really fucking cool. And I do like the taste of them too. They taste like a Pepto-Bismol to me. I've always liked that flavor. What say you, Breakman?
Shit, this is hard.
I know.
Because I do like the fun factor of the candy cigarettes.
Yeah.
But I actually like Tootsie Rolls.
I'm too young for candy cigarettes. And I think they stopped selling those when I was a kid.
No, you can still find them.
Still, actually.
But they still sound like garbage to me, so I'm going with Tootsie Rolls.
Okay, so you're the deciding factor, Breakman.
I don't know, because I do like Tootsie Rolls. I like Tootsie Rolls a lot, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But the candy cigarettes, are, like you said, when you get those in your bag, it was like, whoa!
Oh, God, it was like fucking Christmas to me. Yeah. Oh, they still have them. Yeah. They still have them.
You can definitely still buy them.
Yeah.
You don't get them in candy or in your trick or treat bags anymore. But
you have to buy it from specialty stores, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. This one's hard for me. Because I like the taste of the Tootsie Roll, but I like the fun factor of the cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Will there be an upset here? That's the question.
I don't know. I need to think about this one. What if people in chat think? What do you guys think?
Ooh. He's calling on his ask the phone chat. Phone a friend. Phone a chat.
phone a chatter.
Different ratio of chocolate to peanut butter because of the different shapes makes them taste different. Yeah, Freak 5. See? Freak 5 knows what I'm talking about. Like the trees for me taste really good. I like the trees. I don't like the footballs because it's got a little bit too much peanut butter. Freak says Tootsie Roll. We need a couple more opinions. We need Dungeon and maybe a couple more people.
Frank doesn't like that. Moving on.
No. I'm saying like let's get a few people so you can get a good sense of where people are leaning, man. Comes down to cool commercials. Tootsie Rolls wins.
Oh, that's true. Everything looks like a Tootsie Roll to me. Oh, mm-hmm. I love those commercials. I'm gonna go with Tootsie Roll.
You deserve so much better, candy cigarettes. Okay, Crackles versus York, Eric. What say you?
I'm going with Crackles.
All right. I'm going to go with York Peppermint Patties. I think that's like one of the most unique ones on the whole board here. Breakman, what say you?
Yeah, it's the only mint flavor thing on here, and I do like York, but I love Crackle bars.
Ooh, so Crackles pulls off the upset, is what you're saying, Break, right?
Yep.
All right.
It's like the Nestle Crunch, you know, with the Krispies in them, and I love
that. I see how you are, Breakman. Twice I broke the tiebreaker in your favor, and you go right against me when you get a chance to go against me. I see how it is. It's all good. Dungeon.
Yes, that's because I'm still bitter about last week.
You probably are. Okay, I see how you are. York peppermint patties are so good, Dungeon says. They are, man. That combination of that mint flavor with, like, it's like one step below, like, an Andes. I love Andes, man. I should have put Andes on these, but Crackle, Freak 5 says. So Crackle moves on. Last matchup this week before we crown the champion next week, guys. Mars Bars versus... peanut M&Ms. I'm going to go first on this one. I really like Mars bars. I think that's a better version of Snickers with almonds. But, I mean, how could you go against peanut M&Ms, man? Peanut M&Ms is like a monster fucking candy. Like, I don't know if there's going to be any stopping peanut M&Ms.
I think the only thing better would be Goobers.
Okay, Goobers went down in flames, man. What say you? Is it a clean sweep, break, man?
Yeah, there's nothing better and amazing than peanut M&M.
Really? Wow. Yes. So, like my Reese's peanut butter cups is your peanut M&Ms, is what I'm gathering.
Yes.
Okay, I see how it is. All right, so there's the matchups, guys. I mean, what is the biggest surprise for you guys so far? I think the biggest surprise for me is, Crackles making it this far.
I'd say Twizzlers.
You think Twizzlers? What do you think, Eric? What's the biggest surprise?
Hershey bars, honestly.
Really? Mm. Hershey bars is gigantic, man. I love Hershey bars, man. That's really good. We're going to have nothing but titanic matchups next week, except for one lopsided one that I see, and I'm not going to influence anybody one way or another. But
I always like Hershey's with almonds, not Hershey by themselves.
Yeah. Crackles.
Well, he did say it counts as almonds, too.
So, yeah. Yeah, either one. I didn't want to, put both of them because I didn't have
room. Then I'm surprised Nestle Crunch has lasted as long as it has.
Wow. Okay. Well,
why you gotta turn on the Nestle Crunch bar, man? It was minding its own business over there. And all of a sudden, you're shooting at it.
Look at Dungeon. He's like Crackle pulling off the upset. Yeah, for sure, man.
I'd sooner eat a Crackle than a Nestle Crunch.
Yeah. Okay, guys, that's gonna just about wrap it up.
You should say just like peanuts, though, or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, this matchup is titanic, guys. I'm really, really happy that we've got a good variety of candy. Going up for the title of greatest of all time.
Yeah,
so.
It's not all chocolate. It's mostly chocolate, but it's not all chocolate.
No, we got a couple of fruity representatives in there. So there you go. I mean, you know, that's to be expected. Most of them were chocolate. I'm surprised that Twizzlers and Lemonheads made it this far, to be honest with you. But good job on both their parts. All right. Do you guys have anything else before we get out of here?
Next time we should do like worst candy, like next year.
Yeah, we'll do. Can we come up with 64 bad candies? I mean,
well, I guess we'd have to throw in like pennies and toothbrushes.
Oh, like worst Halloween gifts of all time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like wax lips. Like, yeah, great. They taste like fucking wax. Why would I want to eat this?
You know, the worst were those like Coca-Cola ones, because they were like so good when you got that Coca-Cola syrup in your mouth and then that ran out and you're like, oh,
Necco
God.
Wafers.
Yeah. Ooh.
Wow. Who gave you Necco wafers? What kind of asshole did you go to? You're treating in the wrong house.
That's happened to me at least once.
Roll of 10 cents.
Those are the houses you mark down. Like you take a notebook with you and like mark this house going back there.
You know what the
year.
Worst, I'll say it right now. The worst that I've ever gotten is like a mini Bible, like a Bible passage thing. Yeah, that's about the worst.
I've gotten apples, but you know, I don't mind because I like apples.
Yeah, I like apples too, but that's kind of a shitty gift, and it weighs down your candy bag.
Nature's candy, so it's candy.
Yeah, well, we'll.
But my least favorite are always the ones where it's
I
like.
I thought beets were nature's candy, though.
Yeah, we might
a handful of like candy corn and throw that in your bag. Like, oh, you've touched it. Like,
yeah.
I don't want that now.
It's like apple. Slightly less worse than apples is candy apples.
Hey, guys, what should we do? What should we do for next month's tournament? It is November. It's the month of Thanksgiving. So what should we do for next month's tournament?
Let me see here. How many weeks? I think we have – I think next month is kind of a shorter month, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why do a tournament? I mean, shouldn't we do more free-for-all topics?
Do you want to do free-for-all topics next month, break?
I guess if that's what he wants. I mean –
Well, you know what we could do? We could do a mini tournament. We'll do a two week tournament of the greatest Thanksgiving foods of all time, and
ooh,
then
yeah, I like that.
Yeah, and it'll be like 16, right? We'll have 16 foods because I think that's plenty, right? Should be good enough. We could get rid of all the bullshit ones right away, right? I don't know, who
Reese says he likes Necco wafers.
Oh, God, the Necco wafers. Bleh. I'm dressing as Nick Fury. Wow, that's cool.
I don't even see Nika Waivers in the store. Like, where are you getting them now?
I don't think your skin color will allow you to be Agent Coulson, Freak Five. Just saying. I mean, you know, Fury's a much much better option. Plus, you get to wear that cool-ass patch.
Are you saying he'll just end up looking like Nick Fury and people will think he is Nick Fury?
Exactly. Like? Exactly. I mean, either that or like a Men in Black, like wannabe or something, you know, like, I don't know. Like a, what's his face from Men in Black? What's that actor's name? Super popular? Fuck, I can't even remember. Tommy Lee Jones? No, the other one, the black guy.
Will Smith,
there you go. I was like, Jesus. Yeah,
Will Smith. I like your costume idea, Freak.
Yeah, I like that too. That's pretty cool. Nick Fury would be, actually, that would be really cool. You got to take pictures, Freak Five, with all the kids and stuff, man.
Coulson doesn't get enough love, just saying.
I like Coulson, but I mean,
that
really?
That was one of the things I did like about the What If series, is they brought Coulson back. I was like, yes!
Yeah, so, all right. Okay, well, let's see. What have we been through this day? I can't think of a candy. We have been through this. I think I can't think of a candy.
So Freak Five is basically saying he's Garfield.
The Garfield of candy. Freak Five. I love it, man. All right, guys. You guys have anything else?
Not really.
All right, Eric.
I can think of
Eric. Anything?
It's a really short episode. Wow.
Stay safe. Continue to wear a mask.
Yeah. I mean,
and make sure you check your Snickers. There might be a Britney Spears in there.
I love it.
What?
All right.
What?
That was a tweet. That was the tweet we saw the other day. Brick, I think. No, you saw the one about Franz Ferdinand.
Yeah. Okay.
I've seen a lot of the people warning people about.
Oh, I'm talking about tweet that specifically said, be sure to check your Snickers, because one time I found that it was toxic and it showed a picture of Britney Spears in it.
that's funny.
Toxic
like that.
Britney Spears. Okay, everybody, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody. I was in such a hurry to get the hell out of here, guys. I just totally skipped over plugs. Let's go ahead and do them. We might as well. Let's not break tradition.
You can follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter, and I'm trying to be nice on there. Like, I don't know if you know. It's like I'm trying to be as nice as possible because I'm trying to avoid getting
right
kicked for whatever stupid reason they want to kick me this time.
Right. You should just make like an alternate account, like just to be a total douchebag and. You know,
I'm just using message boards for that.
And, oh, there you go.
Well, I am plugging Bernie's OnlyFans. Well, you didn't tell us what's special this week.
I know. He didn't.
Is it we're gonna melt candy over like?
Candy. How to make spores? S'mores? Spores
on Bernie.
How to make humans s'more?
Yeah, there you go. Eric, real quick, your plugs.
I write reviews for BostonMasterBrigade.com, and I do the audio reviews on the feed. And if you like either of those and you want to support me, there is my Patreon, which is in my Twitter profile, the link to it. Sending me as little as a dollar would help out a lot.
All right. Anything else, Eric?
Stay safe.
Yeah. Let's see. What else? Everybody in chat, thanks so much. Freak 5 Dungeon. I can't remember if anybody else was in there. Let me read chat real quick. I think we had Freak 5 Dungeon, Bing Cortana, Lana Ray, and Small Stream Server. Small Streamers DC Server. There you go. That's probably
you know who else I'll plug? I'll plug Questbuster for his weird arcane knowledge of strange computer RPGs from the 80s and 90s. Oh, God.
He's an encyclopedia for sure. Bernie's doing costume stuff on her OnlyFans. Frank lubes Bernie up using the butter flowing through his veins. There you go, man. All right.
That sounds interesting.
Yep, it does sound interesting. That'd be, I guess, kind of a fetish video, I guess. I don't know. All right.
You could actually probably sell it as a fetish video.
I probably would, man. I mean, you never know. I mean, people would love that type of stuff. Okay, thanks, everybody. Really appreciate all of you guys listening on the archives as well. Until next week, we're out. Later, everybody.